This is JIS News. Coming up, Senate begins debate on defamation bill, teachers to receive literacy and numeracy training, and Jamaica partners with Cuba to manufacture solar lights locally. Details after this message. Stay with us.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
The world that remains beset by so much human suffering, poverty, and deprivation. It is in your hands to make of our world a better one for all.
From July 18, raise your hand and make a dedicated effort to keep helping others in any way you can. Make every day a Mandela Day.
It is in your hands to make a difference.
Now the news. Information Minister Senator Sandrio Faulkner has hailed the much-anticipated defamation bill as a key signal of the government's commitment to press freedom and an important step in the country's democratic journey. Debate on the bill started in the Senate on Friday, and in her contribution, Senator Faulkner noted that if passed, the legislation will abolish criminal libel.
The abolition of criminal libel puts Jamaica in line with modern jurisdictions, which have done likewise. The fact is, Mr. President, English defamation laws were originally designed to protect the nobility from criticism and to deliberately censor political debate. I am glad to see the back of this piece of antiquated legislation.
The bill seeks to protect journalists in the execution of their duties. It also makes provisions to change the assessment of damages from the jury to the sole discretion of a judge. This has been a sore point among media owners and journalists who have argued that large awards by the jury could cripple media entities and stifle the press. Jamaica is to partner with Cuba for the transfer of knowledge and technology to facilitate the local manufacture and assembly of cost-effective photovoltaic solar light panels. This undertaking forms part of the administration's move towards incorporating renewable alternatives into the local energy mix so as to reduce the country's huge energy bill. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says the Rural Electrification Program, REP Limited, will guide the process.
The REP will become the government agency that is going to seek to establish the manufacturing and assembling of solar photovoltaic panel in Jamaica, the first Caribbean country to achieve that. And we are going to be working in partnership with Cuba.
Minister Paulwell was speaking during the ceremonial switching on of lights in New Forest, Plumwood, Manchester on Wednesday. Over 50 residents of New Forest, Plumwood have been provided with electricity by REP at a cost of just over $3 million. Several primary school teachers are set to participate in development sessions aimed at enhancing their competence in teaching numeracy and literacy. Chief Education Officer Grace McLean says the sessions are to start this month and will ensure that students, with the assistance of teachers and parents, are able to maximize their full potential. Mrs. McLean was speaking at the official launch of Camp Summer Plus 2013 earlier this week. Camp Summer Plus, in its third year, is a collaborative effort of the Ministry of Education and the United States Agency for International Development, Jamaica Basic Education Project. 375 grade 3 students who are performing below grade level will receive critical assistance through the program. And the government is embarking on a project to restore and maintain the birthplaces of Jamaica's national heroes. Minister of Tourism and Entertainment Dr. Wickham McNeil says this is being undertaken to protect the country's heritage and show respect for national heroes. As part of the project, a permanent exhibition was opened at Roxborough in Manchester on Thursday to mark the 120th anniversary of the birth of national hero, the Right Excellent Norman Washington Manley. Meanwhile, the minister says major work is also slated for Devon House in St. Andrew and Milk River Bath and Spa in Clarendon. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.